Women are on a mission to embrace holistic health and well-being, and essential oils have emerged as powerful allies. These concentrated plant extracts not only delight the senses, but also offer a myriad of therapeutic benefits, including hormone balance and energy enhancement. On today's show, I'll explore seven essential oils known for their ability to naturally balance hormones and boost vitality. So, friend, if you're ready to discover how essential oils can keep you happy and healthy, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey, friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Hey friend, get ready for an extraordinary surprise. In just a few short weeks, brace yourself for an exclusive unveiling of a game-changing women's health program that will leave you thrilled and utterly transformed. Stay tuned for the big reveal that promises to elevate your well-being in ways that you never imagined. I've been using essential oils for over 15 years now. I love them so much that I couldn't imagine my days without these therapeutic gems. In fact, I dedicated a whole chapter in my book, Rock Your World Naturally, Seven Divine Keys to Unlock Extraordinary Health, to essential oils. Did you know that essential oils are mentioned over 600 times in the Bible? They were used by priests in the temple for worship, prayer. They were used in beauty treatments. And of course, they were brought by the wise men at Jesus's birth. And so just as there were a variety of ways that oils were used throughout the scriptures, I use the oils in a variety of ways, from cleaning to prayer, meditation. I use them for energy as well as relaxation. And essential oils, they are an amazing plant-based alternative to synthetic pharmaceutical drugs to those who are looking for alternatives. So if you're new to essential oils, what are they? Well, essential oils are extracted from certain parts of a plant. This includes the roots, bark, leaves, or even flowers. And essential oils are not really oils, but they are the essence of a plant that makes them look like oil. Thus the name essential oils. The most popular way of extracting essential oils is through water distillation. And this is a method where the plant parts are put into water and they're brought to a boil. And during this process, the essential oils appear in the water. And once the process is completed, the highly concentrated essence of the plant is separated from the rest of the liquid. Now, it's important to note that you should avoid using pure essential oil on its own. And there are a couple of different ways that you can use essential oils in your everyday life. One way is by using a diffuser. You can add a few drops of essential oil to some filtered water. You can use the diffuser to emit a nice, pleasant aroma in the room to permeate the atmosphere. You can also use essential oils in the form of sprays, creams, or even a roll-on. If you choose to use this option, you want to make sure that you're using a safe, therapeutic-grade essential oil with high-quality ingredients before putting it on your skin. That's because our skin is the largest external organ, and whatever you put on your skin is directly absorbed into the bloodstream, which affects your vital organs and your overall health. And the final way is through massage. And when massaging an essential oil into your skin, you want to make sure that you're using a carrier oil like coconut oil, almond oil, or olive oil, or even jojoba oil. And a carrier oil helps to carry the essential oil onto the skin and dilutes it to provide a layer of protection to prevent irritating your skin. Now, before starting an essential oil treatment, it's always important to consult your doctor to ensure that the oils that you're going to use are safe and that you don't have any type of allergic reaction to them. If you do have asthma or any other type of respiratory condition, it's best to avoid using a diffuser because this could possibly trigger an asthma attack. So now that you have an idea of what essential oils are and how to use them, I'll share a little bit about hormonal imbalance. Hormonal imbalance occurs when any of your hormones are outside of their normal range. This could be estrogen, testosterone, thyroid hormones, your cortisol levels, as well as insulin, which are a couple of examples. And when it comes to our hormone health, I want to share two of the most common hormonal imbalance issues related to cortisol and your thyroid hormones. Cortisol imbalance happens when you are under a tremendous amount of stress. Your cortisol levels increase as part of your fight or flight response. And if this happens on a regular basis, your adrenal glands are going to keep producing high levels of cortisol. And when this happens, these are some of the symptoms that can occur. You may be feeling tired all of the time, or you may have more energy during the night. You may be craving high-calorie foods, or you can also have trouble sleeping at night. And if you're in a chronic state of stress for long periods of time, you can also suffer from more serious health conditions like adrenal fatigue, as well as adrenal insufficiency. Now, I know that when I was going through my hormonal challenges, this was a major area for me because my energy levels were so low and I was tired all of the time. I was actually diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. And so I really had to find ways to bring that cortisol level in balance so that I could get my energy back up and not feel so tired and drained like I was all of the time. So what causes hormonal imbalances? Well, hormonal imbalances can be caused by poor eating habits because what we eat and what we drink plays a major role in keeping our hormones healthy. If you'd like to know more about how what you eat and what you drink impacts your hormones, I invite you to listen to podcast episode 172, where I talk about how your diet is wreaking havoc on your hormones, as well as some solutions to bring your hormones into balance. Chronic stress, as I was sharing a little bit earlier, is one of the ways that our hormones become imbalanced. Practicing unhealthy habits such as excessive smoking, as well as drinking, this can create those imbalances. And then finally, sleep deprivation. If you are simply not getting enough sleep, this is going to also wreak havoc on your hormones. And for more insight into how sleep deprivation can impact your overall health, I invite you to listen to podcast episode 98, where I interview international sleep expert, Shauna Robbins. When your hormones are out of balance, it will affect the production and the proper functioning of other hormones in your body. So, for example, if you are under chronic stress, your adrenal glands are going to pump out more cortisol, and as a result, your body is going to prioritize the production of cortisol over the other hormones that you need, like estrogen and serotonin. Now, on the other hand, if you feel mild hormonal imbalances like PMS or transitioning into menopause or being under stress, aromatherapy with certain essential oils can definitely help you to regain hormonal balance as well as provide relaxation. So how can the essential oils help you? Well, when your body is in danger, the amygdala, or the emotional center of our brain, it alerts or it triggers the production of stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. And when we inhale essential oils, the pleasant aroma travels to the amygdala as well as our limbic system, and it activates the release of those feel-good endorphins like serotonin. And what this does is that it decreases the cortisol level production and alleviates those feelings of anxiety, stress, and depression. And some essential oils have also been shown to reduce pain with menstrual cramps. It helps to boost libido. Oils also impact issues like infertility, PCOS, as well as low progesterone levels. The best way to use essential oils is by inhaling or applying a few drops onto your skin with a carrier oil. Now, although essential oils are safe, they still need to be handled properly as well as used in moderation. Now I'll share my top 7 essential oils to help balance your hormones. The first essential oil is clary sage. Now, this is known as a woman's health powerhouse because clary sage is known for its hormone-regulating properties. It helps to balance estrogen levels, and this makes it particularly beneficial during perimenopause and menopause. It's known for its mood-lifting effects and promotes a sense of calm and relaxation. Now, one of the ways that I like using this oil and other oils is by incorporating deep breathing exercises into my routine along with the essential oils. That's because this is one of the simplest ways to tell your body that you can keep it balanced and in harmony. Deep breathing helps to calm the body, it regulates our heart rate, and it also reduces your cortisol levels. And when you practice deep breathing regularly, it becomes second nature. And I always recommend scheduling that breath work or deep breathing into your daily routine. You can start by practicing the following deep breathing routine at the top of each hour. And you can pair this with a common essential oil such as clary sage or of your choice. And when I get ready to start my breathing routine, I inhale the oil first before getting started because that allows the oil to circulate through my body and it starts working. And for this deep breathing exercise, you want to make sure that you're in a comfortable position and you want to bring your full attention to your breath. You want to allow the rhythm of your breath to complete a slow count of 10 in your head. So you're counting to 5 in your head, and this is allowing a steady stream of air to flow through your nostrils as you're breathing in. You're holding it deeply into the recesses of your lungs. You're pausing gently, and then you're holding your breath in for 5 seconds before gently leaking that air out for another 5 seconds through your mouth. And so this is a great exercise to bring the body into a state of relaxation because, again, the goal is to lower the cortisol levels within the body. The second oil is lavender, and I absolutely love lavender because it's so soothing. And this is a versatile oil because it does also help with hormonal imbalances. It's also been shown to reduce stress and anxiety, which can disrupt our hormone levels. And you can incorporate lavender oil into your daily routine to help promote that hormonal balance. Something that I do at night is that I have a spray bottle that's mixed with filtered water and lavender. And maybe like 20 minutes before I go to bed, I will spray my pillows down, my comforter, my sheets. And this creates a very relaxing environment for me to have a deep sleep. And at the same time, I'm balancing my hormones. The third essential oil is peppermint. Now, when it comes to boosting energy levels, the peppermint has it hands down. It's so invigorating. It helps to stimulate the mind. It uplifts the spirit. And this really makes it a great choice when combating fatigue as well as mental fog. Peppermint oil is also great for digestion and it contributes to your overall vitality. Now, before I work out, I like to put a little bit of peppermint oil on my wrist along with coconut or an olive oil for my carrier oil. And so not only do I get a boost, but I'm also helping to regulate my hormones while I'm working out. The fourth oil is geranium. And this is a floral essential oil that has hormone balancing benefits, particularly for women who are experiencing those hormonal fluctuations during menopause. And geranium oil can help to regulate estrogen levels as well as alleviate symptoms to include mood swings and hot flashes. And it has a very uplifting aroma that promotes emotional stability as well as resilience. Now, another way that you can use essential oils is topically with massage. Now, I think geranium is one of my favorite oils because it just smells so, so good. And so if you are going to use geranium as a massage oil, you want to make sure that you are mixing that also with a carrier oil, such as sweet almond. You can use the coconut or jojoba oil mixed in with the geranium. You want to be able to place a dab of that on the pulse points of your body, which includes your behind your ears. You can place it on your temples. You can put it on your wrist, even your ankles. You can even place a little bit over your heart. But you want to make sure that you are avoiding rubbing your eyes as to prevent any type of irritation. You can also add deep breathing into your practice for an ultimate aroma therapeutic experience with the geranium oil. The fifth essential oil is rosemary. Now, this oil is known for its stimulating properties. Rosemary's essential oil is a natural energizer. And so inhalation of rosemary oil can really enhance mental clarity, your concentration. It's excellent for combating that midday lethargy as well as mental fatigue. Rosemary oil also helps to support adrenal function and it helps the body to better cope with stress. One of the ways that I like using this oil sometimes before I'm reading or if I have a large task that I need to do, I'll diffuse the oil in the room 30 minutes prior to so that my concentration, my clarity, any type of mental fatigue that I may have, like it really wards that off. Another way that you can use it is that you can use it in your shower. You can take 4 to 6 drops of an essential oil. You can put it on a warm, damp cloth and you can hang it In your shower overhead, you can hang it on your soap dish or even on your shower caddy. And as you're showering, the aroma from the essential oil is going to mix with the steam. And when you inhale the steam as you shower, it's going to help you to let go of any kind of anxiety that you may have. But this is also great to use at the beginning of the day, because if you've got large projects, large tasks that you need to do, that rosemary is going to give you a great boost to start your morning off well. The sixth essential oil is ylang ylang. This is a sweet floral essential oil. It is known for its hormone balancing properties. It can help to regulate your cortisol levels. It also helps to release stress from the body because it promotes a sense of calm and relaxation. I like to travel with my essential oils, even in my car. I have a little mini diffuser that my best friend, she actually got that for me. But if you don't have a mini diffuser in your car, another way to travel with your essential oils is that you can put a few drops of the oil on a cotton ball and place it in the air vents of your car. And that way you'll still be able to experience the aroma while you're driving in your car. And the seventh and the final oil is bergamot. And this is derived from the peel of the bergamot orange. This is a citrus essential oil, and it's known for its mood lifting and hormone balancing properties. It has been shown to alleviate anxiety and depression, which can be exacerbated during those hormonal imbalances. But this is a very refreshing oil. The aroma helps to uplift your spirits as well as increase your energy levels. Now, another way that I've used essential oils to include bergamot is through aromatherapy jewelry. And aromatherapy jewelry, it's simple, it's straightforward. You can start off with an oil like bergamot by adding a few drops of the essential oil onto the porous material of your jewelry that you're wearing. That could be made of lava beads, it could be made of felt pads, or even a necklace. Like I have a necklace that I have that I can just put a few drops of the essential oil on there, and the material absorbs the oil and allows you to experience or enjoy it all throughout the day. And so I hope that you gain something from the seven oils that I've shared and how they can help to balance your hormones. Because when it comes to hormonal imbalance, this can really interfere with your daily routine, with your plans, and really create a number of discomforts for you. But if you want to improve mild hormonal imbalances, you can try aromatherapy with the essential oils that I've shared today. This has been one of the major health remedies that I've adopted into my life that has proven to be beneficial. So if you're going to use the oils, it's not just the oils alone that will help to balance your hormones, but practicing a healthy lifestyle overall by getting plenty of sleep. You want to make sure that you're eating a nutritious diet to help bring those hormones into balance. And so I hope that you were blessed by today's show and that you learned something new. And if you did, I would absolutely love to hear about it. You can leave me a voice message via Spotify, or if there's a health topic that you'd like to hear about on the show, you can send me an email by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. Be sure to like, share, and leave a review or subscribe to the show to receive notifications on all of the latest content. So let's wrap it all up. Incorporating essential oils into your daily routine can support hormonal balance and promote increased energy and vitality. Whether diffused, applied topically, or inhaled directly, these natural remedies offer a gentle yet effective way to enhance overall well-being. It's essential to use these oils mindfully and consult with a healthcare professional, especially if you have existing health conditions or are pregnant or nursing. With proper use, these aromatic treasures can become valuable allies on your journey to hormonal harmony and vibrant energy. I'll leave you with St. John chapter 12, verse number 3. Then Mary took a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it out on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then. It's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.